You're holding daf chof aleph amud aleph on top. Again, the shaila was, which things are we be mamayit to say that you do not have to salt them? So the last gemara was velakrol lemutei ma'ayil lemutei dam, to say that dam does not need melech. For the gemara's question, miyal min chasecha, we learn now from different parts, like miyal min chasecha. So why do we need the drush of korban min chafur? So the gemara says rather apik eitzim on top of chof aleph amud aleph. That the Gemara says, "Apik eitzim, take out eitzim that were not mamayit eitzim from that drasha." Because according to Rabbi Enochanami, eitzim is like a regular mincha that does need melech, but rather the ayal nesachim, put in the sachim does not need melech. The Tanya, along with this, the Brisa says, "Aval ha'yayin, when you bring yayin, that's like nesachim, the hadam, or the zrikas hadam, the eitzim, you bring wood, the hakatoris, ein tuna melech." All these things do not have to be salted before you bring them. So now the more is the question, Mani, let's see, who does this price go like? E-Rabbi, if this price goes according to Rabbi, the Churakash Eitzim, we just got finished saying that according to Rabbi, Eitzim, when you're manadim to bring Eitzim, is like a regular mincha, that you have to salt it also, it's toying melech. E-Rabbaran, if this price goes according to Rabbaran Shita, the Churakash Eitzim, it's a Kashi Kateris. According to Rabbanan Kateris, Rashi says, to Rabbanan Li'el, Kol Shah Chayrim Aboyin Lachayva is Niz Melech, and Kateris Nami is the boy Eitzim. That Kateris needs Eitzim, you have to burn Eitzim first. So Sosh Rostav Melech. So Zahakon the Brisa says, Kateris does not need Melech, of course, not like Rabbanan. So Mor says, Hai Tano Enechnami, this Brisa goes according to this Tana. To Tanya, you will learn like this. Rabbi Yishmael, Binoi Shereb Yechon Abruko Aymer, Mahaprat, Mefurish Dovra Makabot, Tumba V'yonu Lishim. So this Prat, Rashi says, that's Mincha Sechem. The Pasuk says, that Mincha Sechem. So the Prat is what? Mefurish Dovra Shemakabot Tumba. It's like an Oichlus Makabot Tumba. And also, V'yonu Lishim is something we burn the Kemitz on the Mizbeach. V'yesh Dal Mizbeach Chitzen, it's something that's burnt on the outside Mizbeach. So these things need, something like this needs melech, has to be salted first. Therefore, Bishmol holds, Av kol dover ha-mekabal tumah, be something that's mekabal tumah, v'yonu li'ishim, v'yesh t'nam ezvechach itzayim. Therefore, yotzu eitzim, it goes that wood, shei mekablam tumah. Pshut te kli eitz, if it's not even a kli, pshut te eitz, not mekabal tumah. Yotzu dam, it goes out, dam v'yayin and wine, shei n'olu li'ishim. It's not burnt on the mezvech, it just spritz it on the mezvech, you don't burn it on the mezvech. Yotzu Keteris goes out to Keteris, even though it's burnt on the Mizbeach, but Shein on Mizbeach Yitzin. It's not burnt on the outside Mizbeach, the Keteris is burnt every day on the inside Mizbeach. So, this Brisa goes according to Yishmael Benoi, Shabbat and Bruka. Now the Gemara says, Ela Taima Dmiyata Kro Ledam. Why do we say that by Dam does not have to have Melach because it's a Miyata Kro? Holav Hochi without the Miyata Kro to say that Dam does not need Melach. I would have thought they said that yes, Adam, the blood of Kochim, before you make a Zwick, you have to be Melechit, you have to salt it. So I'm asked the question, how could that be? What's the Havamina? The Churikiv and the Molche, Novkele Materas Dam. If you would salt it, it would lose the Shem Dam, it would not be called Dam anymore, like we'll soon see. Like Malichel Churis Kibishel, it's like a cooked up Dam. And we know cooked up Dam is not called a Dam. The Omaziri, Omar Abchanina, Dam Shebishlu, and whoever love, if you're a regular Dam of a Behema, if you cook it up and then you eat it, you're not Chayit, there's no Issa by Chulin. If so, you see, by cooking it up, it's not called Dam anymore. And the Chur here also, once you salt this Kraseach, the Chur, it's called Bishl. So what's the argument to say you should have to salt Dam? Pshiti, you don't have to salt Dam, otherwise it loses a shame Dam. For Rabbi Yehuda Omar Ziri Dam Shemolchay Einu Oivrelov, the same thing, Dam that you salted also, and now you eat it, you drink it, you will not be Chayiv Chorus for drinking Dam of a Behema. Because since it's Bishul, loses its shame Dam, so Chorb Shiti should not have to salt Dam Kochim. It won't have a shame Dam anymore. For Rabbi Yehuda Didei Omar Eivorim Shetzolen, and let's say you have Eivorim, pieces of meat of a Korban Oil that's supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach. Shetzolen, the first you roast it someplace else. And then the helam, then you bring it up on top of the mizbeach. Then is ein beh mishum l'reach nichayach. It's not a keem of lechatchil dikadin of burning it l'reach nichayach, which means the beginning of the roasting of the cooking, burning of it should be done on top of the mizbeach. That's what gives off the reach. So our kopon, we see here that Yechuri cannot salt a dam. It's not called dam anymore. So what's the havamina? So Mora says yes. Maldatem, I would have thought to say mishtabo. So Mora says still maldatem, I would have thought to say mishtabo mashu le mitzvah bialma. So maybe still there would have been a mitzvah just to throw a little bit of salt on the dam to mekay mitzvah maliach. And that little bit amount of salt would not make it krosech, would not make it vishol, so it would still be called dam, kamashma. That's the chiddush now from the pasuk that even a little bit amount of salt you do not have to put on the dam. Now the Gemara says, gufo, we just said before, oma ziri, oma Rebbe Chanino, dam shebishlo en oivrolov, dam that was cooked up, there's no issue if you eat it. Yosiv rova, rova, satam koma lo shmaita. He'd be saying over this aloha rova. So Eisvei Abaye asked the question to Rava. It says Hikfu Es Adam. So Abaye asked the question. It says Hikfu Es Adam. There's somebody jowled up blood, meaning he cooked a lot and he cooked so much that it came like into a salad kamat. The Yochun, then he ate the dam. Or Shimchas Achelavos, he cooked up fat, he melted it down for gum when he swallowed it down. Chayiv. Suppose the Chayiv means you're over Chiyiv Koros, as lost him in your Isa. So who receive and dam Shabishlu is Chayiv. So Rav answers back, Lakasha, there is no stira. Can't shake for Ba'or, can't shake for Bechama. It depends how we heated it up to jello it. If we did it through fire, Avadi Yipotim Idiraisa. If we did it through the sun, it's still called Dam, therefore Yechayiv Olof. And Svar is Bor, if you heat it up through fire, Loihoder, it doesn't come back to its stage of regular blood anymore. But Bechama, if you only heat it up and jello it up through the sun, Hodar, then it comes back to its original form, therefore it's still called dam, you're still chayiv alav. So on the morrow, bechamanam, even though you heat it up in the sun, but lema, why don't I say, ho v'yitchi yitchi, listen, right now that the dam is jelled up, it's like salad, you can't use it. So maybe it's itcha, you should not be usable anymore. And lechur means a sorna, even for chulun, you should not be chayiv. Once it lost its shame dam, maybe you're not chayiv anymore if you eat it. So Mara says, Rabbi Mani asked a question from Yechanan. Dam shekorish. If you have blood that gelled up, the ochlan, somebody eats it now, what's the locha? And Omele answered him back, that since right now when it's gelled up, it's not fit to be used, it's not dam anymore. Therefore it's not dam, therefore you potter. So even though it was through the chama, so what? But it came to a point that's not dumb right now, so even though later it comes back into its original stage, still, Rashi says, dam shekorish, kasakot daita bafil de chulun. The Avamina is now, he says, that even for chulun, it's yitche. So that's a kasha, why? Or Malay said back to him, no, dilma vadai kan bechatoyis achitzenis, and kan bechatoyis hapnimis. And Rashi explains, the boy bechatas achitzenis, there we say, if it was Himcha through Chama, through the sun, even though at that time maybe it's not so fit, but since it'll become back to regular Dam, it's still fit, it's still called Dam. You could even use it for Kachim. And therefore, if you eat it, Avad Yibichayev. And the other we say, once it was Himcha, it's not fit anymore, at least for Kachim. That's talking about Achates Apanim by the Permanus Rafim, and we'll soon see why. So Omri said back to Madrachta Milsi, you reminded me of something, that the Yom Rav Chizah said like this, dam shekorish, a dam that gelled up, the chatis of a korban chatis, the ochlan samritit chayiv, still is chayiv, and the sami means gelled up there through the chama, so never lost its shame dam completely, therefore it's still called dam. Why? Because the pasuk says v'lokach v'nosan omarachmona, v'hai ba'alakichu nesina, that is rika v'dam achitz, and the pasuk says take it and v'nosan put it. So even though the dam is gelled up, it's a salad, you could still take the dam and throw it to the mizbeach. Ma'ashenkein, bechatas apanimis, by a karchatas apanim, if it was gelled up the dam and then the yochel, some ritzit potter, it's not fit anymore to be dam hazrika, therefore you potter. Why? Because by a chatas apanim, here the posuk says, v'tov avihizo, the kohen has to like dip his hands into the liquid, into the dam, and then spritz it, omrachmona. Fahai lav bat fila vazohu. Here it's not a bat fila vazoh. But since it's not a bat fila vazoh, therefore the dam is talk of the shame dam, therefore you'll be potter leo. So that's the difference between the chates apnin and the chates achitzen. A chates achitzen, even though the dam is gelled up, still it's called dam, it's fit to be used. But a chates apnin, a davka has to be liquidy, therefore if it's gelled up, it's not called dam. Now, the Rav of the day, Amar Rav himself would say, Afilu b'chatas ha'pnim, even by chatas ha'pnim, v'yoch l'chayiv, if you would eat from it, still you'd be chayiv. It's called eating dam. Why? Ha'ilu k'neg d'roi b'chatas ha'chitza ha'chitzaynas. But that's a special loch in Kutshim, that it's not fit to have its zrika. But our koponim dam, it's called dam. That's the problem, that's the proof. That since you see by kinegda bechatas achitzim, it's still called dam. Skorhu adim bechatas apnim, also it's still called dam. That if somebody eats it, avadi bichayi feeding dam. Omer Rapomer Papa says, Ilkach, therefore, dam chamor, if you have dam from a donkey, shekorus that jewels up, biyok lechayi, the same thing, hoilu kinegda roi bechatas achitzimus, then the gate to chulin, since this dam is still fit for some place, it's still called dam. Therefore, yidet avad yichayiv. Omer av gidlo maziri, dam salt, bein lach, bein yavish, choytzitz. If you have salt, let's say, on your body, or on a dega, in your tummy, you have to go to the mikvah. So whether it's wet, or whether it's dry, it's called a chatzitz, so it's not a good tefila. Meisvei, I have a question. It says, hadam vihad yoy vihad vash, blood, ink, and honey, viachol of milk. Yiveshim, if it's dried on your body, then taka chaytzitzin. Lachim, if it's wet, ainim chaytzitz, it's not called a chatzitza. So who you see here, lachim is not called a chatzitza. Before we said lachim is a chatzitza. So mitzvah lakash is no stira. Chod the sorich, chod the loy sorich. Depends how liquidy it is. If it started to gel a little bit, started to get sticky, then it's taka chatzitza. That that we say lach here is not a chatzitza, that's where they not start to stick at all. It's 100% pure liquid, that's not a chatzitza at all. Now we ask the question, timlach l'mayos, how can the pasuk says the extra word timlach? Look at the time, like, learn like this. V'amelech, the pasuk says, yocho tevenuhu, maybe you should bring it, we'll soon see what tevenu means. Tamlem, the pasuk says, no, yes, b'melech, timlach, says the word timlach. Now eat timlach, if the pasuk says timlach, yocho b'melech, maybe you could salt it with salt water. Tamlem, the b'melech, it has to be dafka salt. Then the pasuk says, v'loy tashpish melech. That means do not stop blood, do not stop the salt. That means havo melech shena shiveses. You have to bring salt that never stops. What does that mean? There's never a time of the year that you don't have this type of salt. So which type of salt is this? V'yezazu, what type of a melech is this? Melech stein is that melech that comes from stein, from that yam, it's always spitting out the salt, you always have the salt. Ominayin, if so, shimle mot to melech stein is, how do we know if we don't find the salt from stein? Shemevi melech is to ruknis, you bring the salt from this place. Rashi says it's a mina karka nasis ubideyotim, it's made from a person. Tamlema takriv kolshu, any type of salt. Takriv mikomokim, any place. Kolshu means any amount. And takriv mikomokim, any place. And takriv filu bishabis, you have to salt it, even the kabbonos are brought on Shabbos. Takriv filu batuma. Even if it's brought batuma, still, you have to bring, like Rashi says, if it's a korban tzibah, a sutra of a tzibah, you have to salt it. Now, the question is, maitavanu, what do you mean to say before that timlech, what do we need timlech for? Because I would have thought to say tivanu from the word b'melech, tamalema timlech. So what does tivanu mean? Samora says, maitavanu, omar rabba barula hochi komar, this is what I mean to say, yochol yisbeinanu, bit ketevin betit. Maybe you have to put so much salt there, like you're making cement, like you put the dirt in the water. The kid said there should be so much salt there, it's come out like cement. Maybe that's how much salt you have to use. And that we says no, b'melech, just a little bit amount of salt. Omalei Abaye says back, Yochi, if so. But forget, the word b'melech, what I would have thought to say you have to have so much. Kamash lon timlech, even a little bit is good. The more Yochi, if so, yizbeinunu mi boilish. She just lost from yizbeinunu of making it into cement like, that's what I should have said. Of Tevin, El Rado Amabaya Baya says, Yocho Yasenu Kabinyan. Maybe you have to put so much salt on top of the meat, or whatever needs salt. Mama said, like you're building on it, layer on top of a layer. So Amalei Rover said back, because that was the Havamin, that you have to have like layers of salt, Yivnenu Mibol. It should have said, maybe you have to build like with salt. So what was the Havamin? El Amarov like this, Yocho Tzavanuhu. What does that mean to say, might have anu? Om Ravashi, yochol yitain boitam, kavina. Maybe you have to have a lot of taste of salt, kavina. In other words, Maybe the Yochel Yitzim by Tam Kabina means just to understand that it's there, like Bina, to understand. Because maybe Mama just have to put a drop of salt there, just to show that if you would taste it, you would just taste the salt. Tam Lem, the Pasuk says, no, Timlich, you have to have more than just a drop of salt. Kate said, away, so how are you supposed to salt the Yevor, whenever it's Toy Malicha, how do you have to salt it for Kachim? Kate said, away, so maybe you're able, you have to take this piece of meat. The nice null of melech, you have to salt it on one side. The chayz of hoich, you turn it over. The nice null of melech, and you put salt on the other side. And then a malay, then you mark it on the mizbeach. That's the way you salt basar of kachim. And the Rabbi says, b'chein l'kadeira, that's the same thing in the house. When you want to kashi your meat from the dam, that's how much salt you have to have. You have to salt both sides, just one layer of salt, and that's enough to kashi.